It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is our sister in Christ, Miss Karen Johnson. How are you this morning, sister?
Better. After we prayed and all that, that's a good thing. I just got back from Maryland, where I spent half of 2022 with my brother's family, seeing the passing of a great saint, my sister-in-law, Nancy Holdorf. And she died of pancreatic cancer, but oh my gosh. I was so blessed to be there and to be in prayer and to be with my brother. And I had such moments. Don't pass up moments to be with loved ones, even in grief, because God really works.
Yes.
He really does. And I got to hold my brother's hand every morning and pray with him, and he prayed. And I don't think we've done that since we were kids, you know. So awesome. That was, I mean, there's something good in anything bad, if you look.
Yes. You Amen. Yeah. Amen. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837, and you can still post it to our Facebook page, and we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and I'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended, if there's no technical difficulties.
No, for me, no enemy, you will not.
Right on. Our sponsor for today is Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. I think I covered it all, Miss Karen. Would you please pray to start us out this morning again?
Well, you're amazing. We prayed earlier, but it was just, we just both needed to hear from the Lord. Father God, we just, we're so excited about this hour that you have set apart just to be in your presence and just to hear what you have to say. We never know what you're going to say, really, unless if we're totally surrendered and yielded and submitted, Father God. You've taught me so much in my journey with you, Lord, and mostly it's abiding and just waiting for you to speak and tell us what to say. Don't get ahead of God and not try to be in control of anything. Lord, we just thank you. We know there's a lot of people who are sick out there in need of salvation and needing to know that you're a covenant-keeping God. Lord, let us hear from them. May your Holy Spirit draw them in to email or to text or to speak. And we thank you. We thank you that they will obey and call in. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
And I'm here to unite us with the Spirit. Unite us with the Spirit. The most significant thing I have is what Nancy lived by was we had over 200 people at her funeral, her celebration of life, her celebration. And she was a woman of faith, and her favorite scripture was Psalm 32. And her favorite song was You Are My Hiding Place, and by Selah. And if you've never had that, go to iTunes and listen to that. Because if you're in the storm, and she had a very stormy life. She was a military wife, and they traveled a lot. Lots of challenges with three kids and with my brother out in the field. But she became a mighty woman of God through all those trials, tribulations, sufferings, and testings. And I don't think a lot of people realize that those very issues that God puts on you is to refine you and bring you through to become more like Christ. If we turn to Him, You know, if we know how he works, his ways. And I didn't know that. I never heard that before in my life till I, you know, became a Christian and born again and filled with the Spirit here in Oklahoma. And so I just really thought, oh, that's why you brought me through that. And that's what you were trying to teach me. And so anyway, Nancy was an overcomer. She was so selfless that she had no hair. She had a thyroid condition. So she had a beautiful face. You know, just an ordinary, precious, created face by God. And she never would wear bright colors. She didn't want to call attention to herself. Cream was her color, or tan, or gray, or she didn't want to wear bright colors because she said, I'm not the one who is God wants to bring the attention to. I'm to bring the attention to them, to Jesus Christ, and let his light shine through me. And if I'm walking truly with the Lord, they will see the light, they will see the glory, and they will want to know about him. So today is was her 70th birthday, was yesterday, and the Queen was on the throne for 70 years, and Nancy loved tea. And when she was dying, she would love to have a cup of peach cream tea. And so at her passing, we saluted her with the Queen, having a cup of tea with the Queen in heaven and supping on a cup of cream peach tea. But I wanted to bring to your mind that she introduced me in a graceful way. Now, she was on fire for Jesus when she was testifying. And you were like, whoa, what's she got that I don't have? You know, but the fire of God would come forth. And when she was really selfless and surrendered to the Lord, she became a true witness for Christ. And she had loved children. So in her passing, she would see children singing at her feet and singing the songs she had taught them in heaven. And so she was like, oh, does anybody see what I see? You know, God's blessing me. I'm seeing children singing to me. And so Psalm 32, we would have our cell phones out, and we would have the song about Psalm 32, You Are My Hiding Place. Corrie Ten Boom, she loved Corrie Ten Boom and the book about the hiding place during Nazi Germany. And how God will, his grace will protect you in the darkest hour of your life. And she was, you know, 14 when that happened. So anyway, I want to read some of Psalm 32 because a lot of us don't really comprehend what it means to hide in him and not be out front. And so it says, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is he who is forgiveness of his transgressions continually exercised upon him whose sin is covered. Blessed, happy, fortunate is the man whom the Lord imputes no iniquity and whose spirit there is no deceit. When I keep silent before I confess, my bones wasted away, my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand of displeasure was heavy upon me, for my moisture was turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, continually unfolding the past till all is told. And I'm reading from the Amplified because it expands it a little bit. Forgave me the guilt and the iniquity of my sin. Selah, think about that. For the forgiveness, let everyone who is godly pray. Pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely when the great waters of trial overflow, they shall not reach the spirit in him. You are my hiding place. For me You, Lord, preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs and shouts of deliverance. And the Lord will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like the horse or the mule, which lacks understanding, which must have their mouths held firm with a bit and a bridle, or else they will not come with you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but he who trusts in and relies on and confidently leans on the Lord shall be compassed with and about with the mercy and the loving kindness of the Lord. Be glad in the Lord, rejoice, and be righteous, be upright, be in right standing, and shout for joy, all who are upright in heart. And Nancy would, she knew some of the keys when there's a heaviness comes. She would turn on music. She would turn on praise. She would praise. She would get in her car and just worshiping the Lord. And she would turn on music in her home. And a lot of people don't know the weapons of our warfare and how to defend themselves against the darkness. And that is one strong tool to use against depression. I mean, we can sit and have a pity party, but that's not how God wants to raise us up as a mighty warrior, a roaring lion, the giant of Judah in this hour. And a lot of people say, oh, he's not a baby in a cradle. He is a roaring lion, and we must learn to roar. It's a season of roaring back at the enemy. And the king is in the field, and we must remember that not to bow down to the enemy. And Nancy was one of those people who taught me many things in her witness. And I think when we think we have to have all this planned out and all this documented or something, and she flowed in such grace, little children just wanted to hear what she had to say. You know, they just wanted to sit at her feet, and she was so gentle, very, very soft-spoken, and not, you know, just, overcoming. She was an overcomer, and she overcame many, many things and was overcoming things when she passed. And we never know how our children will turn out, but we know that being selfless, picking up your cross, and walking with God is the only avenue. I don't know what other avenue you're looking for. Any highway might be out there. But the highway of holiness is walking with your cross, following Jesus. And a lot of us don't want to die. We go kicking and screaming to the cross. And we don't realize how much of our beast nature is there. And how ugly our flesh is, and what Adam and Eve lost in the garden. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were in holiness. They were in glory. They were not cloaked. And then when they sinned, God had to cover up the glory. Isn't that awful? When you think about mm-hmm. that was like, oh my goodness. So when our flesh dies, more of God comes out. More of you wear the crown of a trophy of grace, the crown of glory. Amen. Amen. And so I wanted to share something that when I was back east, maybe I should read the song, the words to You Are My Hiding Place, because so many of us want to defend ourselves, or self-defense, self-denial, and live in a place of deception. But in the hiding place, he says, You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance whenever I am afraid. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. And this was her funeral thing. But so set your minds above and on above, and not on the things of this earth. For you died, and your life is hidden within Christ in God. When Christ in our life appears, you will also appear with him in glory. And I think that for her, she was so challenged. And when I was with her, it's like being with someone of a different color out in the world, and the prejudices, the bigotry, or the judgments people make mm-hmm. when they first see somebody. And she, of course, she was bald, and she didn't want to wear a wig, and she was just like, oh, well, God's got this. God's mm-hmm. got this. I'm not worried about how I look. I just hope that I have an opportunity to share Jesus. And to a lot of us women, we don't necessarily want to be bald. And but she knew she was a handmaiden of the Lord. She knew that. And I hope that we all know that. And die to all the things that we think we need to have and become the righteous, glorious person, the handmaiden of God. So in her, celebrating her life today, I just wanted to talk about some of the things that she was a dreamer. She would get dreams. And so she used her gifts and talents in her church. And her pastor was really trusted her witness. That's key. And the trust that she had with him, she would have these dreams. So colorful dreams are of the Lord. Black and white dreams are of the enemy. So she would go to him, surrendered and yielded. And she said, Pastor, I had this dream. And it was about bees. Bees coming at the, they were building a new church. Mm. And bees just swarming and coming from all different angles. And he said, well, Nancy, what do you think that is? She said, I think there's the enemy setting up an attack to stop the work. And so, anyway, they really prayed. And that's how their prayer team, their prayer chain started, was to pray against these attacks that were coming against. And so she really was instrumental in laying the foundation for this church, in defending the work of God by using her gifts and not being afraid of the dreams. And so she had many, many dreams, but that was the one that really stuck out that I was supposed to share. But then I had heard from Bob Jones. Bob Jones is a national prophet, and he had heard from the Lord before he died. God had a word for him to release to the body of Christ. And the word was, did you learn to love while you walked on the earth? And why should I let you in to my heaven if you haven't loved at all costs? Selfless love. And so so that word went out. And Nancy was in a real trial. She was really pressing in. She was really praying over her situation in her family. And so I thought, oh my gosh. And it was about homosexuality and things and witnessing to whoever comes in the door of the church and being a blessing and showing the love of God and not being judgmental. And she said, oh, my goodness. She said, I don't know that I can, you know, I. And so she was really, really seeking God for a word. And I had just gotten that word. And so I said, well, what about this? So I told her Bob Jones had just gotten this from the Lord. And did you learn to love all people on your journey here on earth? Tell them to love at all costs. And that is the gold of the gospel. And that is the gold of walking. And she was really ecstatic over that mm-hmm. word. And she said, that's it. That's it. That's what I needed to hear. Even though I know that, I don't know that. I must not know it in its 100% full circle. You know?
Yep.
So, she said, that's what I needed to hear, and that is what is challenging me before I die. And so she said, I'm going to take up my cross, and I'm going to take up that challenge, and I'm going to press through and ask God, how does God want me to love? Because God's love's different than man's love. Man's love is usually carnal, beastly, and flesh, and conditional, or just friends, you know, just kind of hanging out. But God's love is a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. It usually can cost you your life. And so, and most of the time, that's what Christ died for on the cross, was love. And forgive them, for they know not what they do. And many times I've been challenged with that, and take a deep breath and say, Lord, am I really forgiving out of my heart? Or am I really letting go of this offense? Because offense is another thing the enemy uses, as most of us know. So I was digging through my mother's things before I went back to Maryland, and I found a poem about dreams. And there's somebody out there needs this, because if you're having dreams, like Nancy dreamt, she dreamt all kinds of dreams, and to use for the kingdom, don't be afraid of your dreams, but learn how to interpret the dreams, and from the Holy Spirit and with the Word of God. So my mother had written down a poem about dreams, and she's been gone for quite some time, but I want to read this to whoever is struggling with their dreams. It says, dreams, hold fast to dreams. For if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field, frozen with snow. And that was written by Langston Hughes, who was an African-American man, and he was a poet, a famous poet, and you can find him on the internet. But to hold fast and not give up, to overcome and trust God in it. And then some of us probably have never learned to trust. How do you get to Nancy's place? Mm-hmm. I mean, really, her funeral was packed. There was lots of people there. And, you know, we say, how do you learn this, Nancy? How do you face cancer with such grace? You know, and she just totally gave her life to God. I mean, it was no question. And many tributes and experiences and testimonies of a life well lived by the Lord and His Word. And so I wanted to share a little bit about trust and overcoming, because she certainly... Revelation 12 talks about your testimony and how you overcome by the words of your testimony. And she just wouldn't let the enemy have any ground. You know, I know where that's from. I know that's the enemy. I recognize him. I've learned hard, but I've learned well. That is the enemy. So I want to go through a couple of items about overcoming any kind of anxiety attacks, panic attacks. But I also have several people who have cancer in my life that have been calling. And I also have several people who are really struggling. So I just want those to tune in and believe that we can be strong. It won't be the way man makes us strong. It will be how God makes you strong. And I think I've testified before about standing in the midst of the fire, standing in the midst of the lion's roar, you know, standing with great grace. And it's literally, like Nancy says, all those Bible studies, all those things I did, and for the children, and all those things I learned every minute of the day, I learned something about God. You know, and as my feet walk the path of faith, knowing and hearing Him tell me what to do, I learned to overcome. And she just wouldn't give any ground. So I'm challenging whoever's listening to, it's not a hard path, and you don't have to read a lot of books. You have to do is get on your face. And like they did in the Bible, get on your face, hear His voice, and then obey what he tells you to do. Not hard, but boy, our flesh makes it hard. Our flesh usually screams at us. And we don't even know it's the flesh sometimes. We want to blame others, blame someone. So this is for Gwen Garza and those who have just been diagnosed with cancer that have been calling me, and just those who are desperate for prayer. Oh, God is with you, and He'll bring you to the other side. Number one, it says overcoming. Of course, we're supposed to be reading Psalm 91 this year and memorizing it. And so overcoming anxiety and panic attacks is number one. Let not your heart be troubled. And number two is God knows exactly what you are going through. Sometimes we think we're all alone, we're lonely, we're being challenged, and we don't know which way to turn. I don't know why we forget to turn to the Bible. But so many times we go everywhere but the Word. It is the strangest thing. And most of us know that, but we don't necessarily go there. And the promises and things of the Lord that He's given us. Because He loves us so much. Number three was, you are not alone. God goes before you. He watches over you. Believe that, because it's so very, very true. Number four, Jesus wore the crown of thorns so that today you can wear a crown of peace. And number five, the one who promises peace is trustworthy. You can hold Him to His word. Be affirmative. Faith is important. And 2 Corinthians 1:19, God gets the glory. And a lot of times we don't know how to affirm the fact that God is in control. And lay it at His feet. I mean, I've been having like this storm, like there's a storm above my head, and I forget, now wait a minute. All I need is sit down, take the word, pray, and lay that at His feet, because He's conquered all evil on the cross. I thought, you know, it's taken me a while to actually lay a hold of laying things at His feet, because He nailed them to the cross. Everything else is an illusion. It's all deception. They're all lies to see what you'll do. I mean, are you going to respond and react ungodly, or are you going to say, now, wait a minute, this is a test. God's got this. Number six is God tends to every aspect of life, and He has you covered front and back, and look forward and trust that He has you. And I had a testimony of a lady that was in Israel, and these Hasidic rabbis were coming at her house. And she remembered the scripture, run through the troop and they will scatter. I believe that's in Proverbs. But anyway, she gathered herself up. She's only 5 foot. And she said, oh, I know that was from the Lord. That is spiritual attack. So she just got up and ran right through the troop, and they all scattered. And when she turned around, they were all gone. Every last one of them. So we have to really know the word and how to apply it and how to use it in the days ahead. Peace comes when you dwell in His presence. What are you worried about today? And Mary chose the one and only God.